Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muck and Fun Day. It's also the third day, goddamn already, third day of October 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 69 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 76 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's, you know, fuck. No goddamn moisture. No moisture. I mean, God, I don't know, man. There's some planets, I guess, that are completely freezing to death with no goddamn, not even a flake of ice on them. That's what we're going to be like. Let's see what we're going to look at here. Border officials count 599,000 gotaway migrants. See, gotaway migrants, fuck you. Fucking invaders. God damn, you motherfuckers knew what an illegal alien was fucking 10 years ago. And all of a sudden, I seen them sitting at a fucking table, people. And we're talking about firearms. And they said, we got to quit calling it gun control and start calling it gun safety. These fucking communists, cocksuckers, need to fucking go in the ground yesterday. Gotaways, my ass. Migrants, my ass. They are not fucking migrants. They are fucking invaders. And they, every one of them needs to be shot fucking dead. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Border officials count 599,000 gotaway migrants in fiscal year 22. That's ones they counted. They counted these off of goddamn cameras and footprints and shit, what might have you. That ain't the ones that, I mean, they can't say that fucking it wasn't twice that much, three times that many. There are so many of them motherfuckers, you're tripping over them. And it's time for we the people to stand up like goddamn we got a fucking spine and drive these motherfuckers back, clear down to Mexico City, burn that motherfucker to the fucking ground, and then fucking make slaves out of the son of a bitches for the next 100 fucking years. That's what needs to happen now. Who's got the fucking balls to do it? This is from Fox. It was sent to my Galen Ford discussion on From the Trenches World Report. I'll tell you the motherfuckers of these goddamn fucking Blackwater USA, you fucking corporate pig motherfuckers that are fucking... They're fucking communist brethren. You motherfuckers need to go just as fucking quick. And just as fucking hard. We know what you are. We know what you're trying to fucking do, and you ain't doing it, motherfucker. U.S. officials are aware of at least 599,000 migrants who crossed the southern border and evaded authorities. Goddamn, man, you missed your fucking free fucking sandwich, your free fucking plane tickets wherever you're going and your goddamn check, didn't you? You dumb son of a bitch. In fiscal year 2022, a custom and border protection source told Fox News, this amounts to an average of roughly 50,000 gotaways every month and more than 1,500 per fucking day. And this, you're paying for fucking Border Patrol. Why ain't you got your goddamn, you're being invaded. But your army's over fucking in goddamn Ukraine and all these other fucking places guarding their fucking borders. Over still probably on the fucking Afghan fucking border. I mean, these motherfuckers do it. Our fucking country's being invaded, people. And these son of a bitches are aiding and abetting the fucking invasion. They are making no attempt to stop it. We have to stop it. These numbers represent those migrants. They're not migrants. When you cross somebody's fucking border without fucking permission, you're a goddamn enemy combatant. That's what you fucking are. But no, fuck these motherfuckers. They have no goddamn jurisdictional control over these United States. Stand up on your goddamn back legs, grow a fucking spine, and start fucking mowing these cocksuckers down. It's pastime, like I said, and the motherfuckers that are fucking aiding and abetting them. This goddamn corporate mafia motherfuckers that posing as fucking a police force that cannot be. Never consented to by the people. No more than your fucking constitution was. You son of a bitches are gonna fucking pay every fucking... Well, you might as well fucking be one of the fucking leaders, you cocksuckers. That amounts to an average of roughly 50,000 a day. These numbers represent those migrants have been observed on camera or detected via sensor, footprints, or other means, but were never apprehended because of lack of manpower. They just ain't got enough people to feel apprehended for what? You mean they didn't get their goddamn fucking bus or plane ticket? They didn't get their goddamn their fucking cash money to go to fucking free Walmart? Is that what you fucking mean? Is that what apprehend fucking means? You call a fucking invader. I mean, goddamn, when the fucking German invaded fucking France, they should have just called them fucking goddamn immigrants. They're just immigrants. Don't worry about it. These little cocksuckers come without guns because they know hey, you motherfuckers, we blasted your asses clear down to fucking out of this country fucking three times. Last time went clear to Mexico City. We should have burned that son of a bitch to the ground. This time we will. You will have no fucking country. The number of gotaways in fiscal year 2022, which spans from October 1st, 2021 to September 30th, 2022, is up drastically from the year before. In April, Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro, I wonder who in the fuck, how are we being invaded, guys? This is an attempt to recolonize this fucking country with goddamn third world fucking slave labor, and we cannot allow it. The number of gotaways in fiscal year 2020, that was it, okay, is up drastically from the year before. In April, Secretary of Homeland Security, Orlando Mayorkas, this is who's fucking running your goddamn border. All those son of a bitches down there are the last batch that crossed unlawfully. And then we're handed, you can have this country because we can give it away. No, you can't, you motherfuckers. Every one of you is going to hang by your fucking neck until you are fucking dead. You dirty, filthy, rotten, treasonous sons of bitches. You never had any authority to fucking let one motherfucker into this country. This country belongs to the American nationals, motherfucker. You have fucking taken fucking what belongs to us and given it to fucking foreign nationals without the due process of the law required by the absolute ratified unalienable law of December 15, 1791, and that's a fucking death sentence, you treasonous son of a bitch and seditious bastards. Told the House Judiciary Committee that there were 389,155 gotaways at the border in fiscal year 21. What's this getaway shit? Goddamn fence and machine guns. What the fuck? I mean, what country on this goddamn earth? Well, there's plenty. Over in fucking, oh god, they did the same thing over in goddamn Europe, didn't they? I mean, I saw those fucking people walking and rank and file, invading fucking Europe. An invasion of Europe without a gun. And rank and file, and the people just stood there fucking jacking their fucking weenies and fucking watching it happen. It's time to stomp these motherfuckers out like a goddamn cigarette. In total, that makes nearly 1 million gotaways at the southern border since the beginning of fiscal year 20. 1 million motherfuckers. That's 1 million. That's a million man army crossed your fucking border. Boys, you better wake the fuck up, hadn't ya? Million man army. Oh, there was women, whatever in the fuck. This is just the gotaways, remember? And this is only the ones they could count. The ones that didn't get caught. What about they say that number's like triple what it usually is? So you're talking about, you got a goddamn good million, probably fighting age motherfuckers being trained down there in the Indian reservations. So you better fucking be getting your ass out of that fucking chair, and you better quit shining that fucking gun, and you better get ready to shoot that motherfucker. That's what you better be doing. Far fewer getaways came through before then, according to the former U.S. Border Patrol Chief Rodney Scott, who served in office under former President Donald Trump and President Biden. Fiscal year 2020 saw only 69,000 gotaways. Fuck you, liar. They'd give you a number times it times fucking three every fucking times if it's a bad number. If it isn't, cut it down by three. Make it a third of what it is, or a quarter of what it is, and you might be pretty close. You know, I mean, they're going to lie about every goddamn thing else in this goddamn country except the fucking numbers. Wake up! The border crisis, there ain't no crisis, it's a goddamn invasion. They know it's a fucking invasion. They are perpetrating the fucking invasion. They are enemies behind the lines. They are aiding and embedding in the fucking invasion of the United States of these America's people. I charge you right now, you motherfuckers. This is an individual free sovereign nation. My name is Henry Shively. And I charge your fucking asses with treason and sedition. Aiding and abetting a fucking enemy espionage. You motherfuckers have earned the rope. The border crisis has been an ongoing problem throughout Biden's presidency. There were more than 2.1 million migrant encounters this fiscal year and more than 200,000 migrant encounters encounters. How about an encounter being a bullet in their fucking head? How would that fucking suit you? Hey, one fucking day everybody just went out there and fucking just let them have it. They would get the fuck out of here. They'd run. Hey, like I said, this ain't the first time we've kicked their ass. And it's going to be the last. It's going to be the last. Mexico City goes to the fucking ground. To the fucking ground. And your fucking asses are going to be enslaved, you motherfuckers. Think you can come up here and suck off us? You dirty little filthy fucks. We'll see if you can do it. Once we take your fucking country away from you, you will be a subservient. Take them 13 families. Hey, you 13 families down here, you motherfuckers. We're taking everything you fucking got, too. You fucking have pushed too fucking far. Too fucking long. It's too fucking late to stop what's going to happen to your fucking ass. The situation has prompted Republican governors to bus and fly migrants deeper into the interior. I mean, this is their fucking answer. This is, DeSantis and fucking with the son of a bitch there in Texas. This is how they're going to get them, by sending them deeper into the fucking United States. This is enemy combatants behind your fucking lines, you ignorant motherfuckers. And this son of a bitch is buying them fucking bus tickets to put them further behind your fucking lines. Oh, they didn't like it down in Kenny Buckport, Maine, when all the fucking goddamn immigrants or fucking, fuck, listen to me, raiders, goddamn son of a bitch and goddamn enemy fucking goddamn invaders. When they started dumping them down there, they didn't like them. Oh, they could do so much better. They need them over here. We'll do it. Oh, you fucking cocksuckers. You, there's just a handful of you. We know how many we got. You come down and gone 40 million, motherfucker. You're going up against the biggest army to ever exist on this fucking planet, and we're going to cream you. We are going to kill every motherfucking one of you. And then we're going to, then I guarantee you, shit's going to be put in place. You even say the fucking word, fucking goddamn insurrection. You say the word socialist, and your fucking ass will be driven in the ground with a goddamn sledgehammer. The situation has prompted Republican governors to bus and fly migrants deeper into the interior to sanctuary jurisdictions like New York, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. That's so that they can take and they give them a whole bunch of fucking money, and then they send them into your fucking neighborhood to fucking beat on your fucking children, to hack on your fucking children. You want to play machetes, motherfucker? They don't think we know how to sharpen fucking machetes. They think we're a fucking bunch of punks. I guess we're just going to have to teach them different now, aren't we? Or else just get down on your goddamn knees and suck a goddamn spick ass, motherfucker. Former President Bill Clinton even acknowledged the problem. Even acknowledged the problem on CNN. I bet you he did. Oh, let's see. Let me get the page turned here. Pardon me. Son of a bitch. There is a limit to how many migrants any society can take. Is that right? Pretty soon, they're fucking, the people who own the goddamn place are just a little bleak in the blip in the thing. Tell you what, son of a bitch, we got the guns. We've been collecting guns for fucking, ever since guns were fucking here. Ever since the first time you tried to take them, we blew your fucking ass away. We got plenty of fucking guns. We got plenty of fucking munitions, you cocksucker. You ain't got no fucking balls. That's what I'm seeing. Where are the fucking balls? And then you still keep paying the salaries of these goddamn traitors from these fucking goddamn, fucking security unions to come in and put for your private security. They ain't gonna be able to stop these motherfuckers, man. I'll tell you what, ain't enough of them. But there's a plenty of us. 40 million motherfuckers come after your ass. You know you're coming. Somebody's coming after you, man. You watch exactly what I say happen. We will fucking bitch stomp them, curb stomp them, stomp them out of this fucking, and fucking just nothing flat. And oh, good. The United Nations peacekeeping troops need to come in, and here come the Chinese. And right from the docks, man, just start fucking mowing. Because we got a lot of fucking Chinese we're going to have to kill. A whole fucking lot of Chinese, but they will fertilize this soil. This country will be renewed with their fucking blood. This is our fucking land. You'll be surprised at what we got in store for you, you sons of bitches. Disruption and assistance, and our system is based much more on an assumption that things would be more normal, Clinton said. Fuck you, you dirty. I just think of that old son of a bitch. He's living out his golden years, guys. I mean, he's never seen a fucking hard day in his whole fucking life. He's never been hungry. I mean, the worst thing happened to him is having to fucking sit and explain to the ignorant motherfuckers in this country what is. He fucking sells our guidance systems to fucking China, our ICBM guidance systems to China, and gets impeached for play and hide the cigar with Monica Lewinsky. This motherfucker, he should have been put against the wall immediately. Fuckingly. They had the goddamn goods on him. They had the proof. Oh, but they had that white dress on too, just in case. Then old Monica could pull out her white dress with the cum all over. And you watch them happen. You watch them do it with the goddamn Cuomo. They're in New York. Son of a bitch, 4,000 fucking murders. What do they do? Oh, a bunch of women are accusing him of goddamn pinching their asses, rubbing their tits, and saying nasty things to him. Oh, goddamn, forget about them 4,000 fucking people. He resigns because of the scandal of him fucking playing tiddlywinks with the fucking girls. And there's no more mention of the 4,000 dead fucking people. Do you see what's going on here, people? You see, the only way you're going to get justice is to fucking take it. Because these motherfuckers that have been hired, you stupid to hire. Why did you allow it to happen? Well, I know why you allowed it to happen, because you were ignorant and you didn't know no better. But they, you were supposed to elect the, all you had to do was elect a fucking sheriff and a fucking coroner and a fucking goddamn common law judge. That was that, it was that fucking simple, guys. None of this goddamn insanity we're looking at today. And none of these false, phony, fraudulent fucking elections and migrants, fucking invaders being called fucking migrants. I mean, goddamn Hitler would have loved that shit. So would have fucking Stalin. But as it is, man, what's going on here is that people are not fucking, we have the guns. We have the ammo. We have the fucking people. I mean, goddamn, if we break bad, man, we come out with vicious like a fucking savage, man. Come out savage, just ripping and tearing, man. You die, you die. I mean, if I die, I'll die knowing it's going to get finished. That's all I fucking care about. And you get that fucking attitude and you come at these, they're going to run. I mean, I can see it right now. Assholes and elbows. Goddamn, if the people broke out of the jungle right fucking now, it'd be insanity. You goddamn, we'd clear this country out. There'd be zero fucking goddamn immigrants taking our goddamn fucking shit that belongs to us. Our goddamn heritage without due process of the fucking law. They're taking out what belongs to us as American nationals and they're handing it to goddamn foreign nationals. They're handing it to them like they have that authority. I'm here to tell you they fucking do not. Everything they've done ever since fucking Lincoln declared fucking, martial law, everything they've done since that fucking day is a fucking fraud and it cannot be, it has no fucking jurisdictional fucking authority behind it. Every contract, every fucking thing they have done is fucking null and void. And it's up to us to fucking goddamn enforce that fucking law. No, we got the Bill of Rights to protect us. No, you got your fucking gun to protect you, dickweed. The Bill of Rights is your fucking authorization that you gave yourself or that your ancestors gave you to use that fucking gun on any miserable motherfucker who thinks they're going to take your country away from you, who thinks they're going to take your fucking liberty away from you, who thinks they're going to take your fucking freedom away from you, who thinks they're going to fuck with you. You just blow their fucking heads off. That's how it works. It is not just your duty, it is your fucking right to fucking kill any motherfucker that tries to take this country away from you. That's why that lie of a federal government was formed in the first fucking place, wasn't it? So that if anybody tried to take this wonderful fucking freedom and liberty away from us, well, the federal government would step in and call all the militia, call the thunder of the fucking people of this fucking country down on them. And they didn't, and I'll tell you what, when they started the organized militia, that was after 1871 and shit, you know, they started this organized militia. Fuck you, organized militia. Every son of a bitch swinging dick with a fucking goddamn gun should be out there right now fucking dealing with this shit. Putting these motherfuckers down, one after another. Until they fucking, well, they'll start running pretty quick. Goddamn, and when it's raining bullets sideways like a fucking thunderstorm, you tend to want to get the fuck out of the way. And they can be driven out of here easily. But and you better remember right now, they're fucking getting rid of your goddamn arsenals, your goddamn the publicly owned, all that goddamn arsenals that you fucking paid for, all of the goddamn munitions you fucking paid for. Our armory down here has been empty for fucking years. But just before I turned 18, there used to be, if you were 18 or older, you could go down to the goddamn county fucking goddamn, what the hell they call it? It's the arsenal, the government arsenal. And you could go in there and you show them your fucking ID and what might have you. And they give you a fucking M1 Grand and 1,000 rounds of ammunition for civil defense. That's when the government still trusted the fucking people. That's when the government wasn't fucking trying to take the country away from the people and give it to the international corporate mafia motherfuckers, you see. They wanted you fucking heavily armed. They wanted you to be able to repel any goddamn thing. You know, a lot of people got them guns. It don't matter anyway. We got so many motherfucking guns. We ain't got enough hands to shoot them. And that's the goddamn truth of it. So if you guys ever fucking do nut up and you want to fucking have your country back, man, I mean, there's plenty of goddamn guns. Let's see what this is. Governor Newsom, this is from Law Enforcement Today. It's sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Newsom signs bill to give generous benefits to illegal immigrants, infuriating taxpayers in California. How dare you, Californians? You are the motherfuckers, man. They fuck down there. They fucking make kids, and you fucking raise them, see? You fucking provide the fucking house, the food, the fucking goddamn schools for these little motherfuckers. Why? Because they're, well, fuck, because they're badasser than you. They're fucking the Mexicans that you've kicked the shit out of three fucking times. They think just because they got the, they bring the goddamn cartels across the goddamn border into the UN territory, and they can shoot without nobody shooting back at them. Hey, you're gay, you're gonna hit a group that shoots back, motherfuckers. That shoots back in fucking spades, and you're gonna find out what kind of fucking firepower from high-powered fucking rifles feels like, motherfuckers. You sons of bitches. The fuck out of my country. Gavin Newsom, governor of California, recently signed another new bill into law giving already illegal aliens. See, it says right here, illegal aliens. See, they're over there, they're calling them migrants. A migrant and an illegal alien are two fucking different things. And, not to mention, when it's in this kind of goddamn numbers, it's a fucking invasion. I mean, look up the def of fucking nation, would you please? Additional state benefits that will further soak up taxpayer money and continue to bleed the state dry. The new bill was followed by another bill that will transform vacant listen to this. When these cocksucking foreigners, these foreign nationals come across your border, if they ain't got someplace to stay, we're gonna get them someplace to stay. They're not gonna live under a fucking bridge with their fucking kids like the American nationals who have been here since before this country was ever a fucking country. No. This is how you know you are being fucking invaded. This is how you know you better fucking crush these cocksuckers. The new bill was followed by another bill that would transform vacant rental stores into affordable housing. Well, these guys get affordable. People living in the goddamn streets, fucking American nationals, like I said, that can trace their lineage in this country back to before this was even a goddamn country. And further. But these motherfuckers, man, this is how the goddamn Indians felt the first time around. They come in, oh goddamn, you guys own what? Wow, look at the place you, wow. And as they fucking encroached, and as they lied and stabbed in the back and encroached and killed and murdered and did whatever they had to grab another fucking 1,000 acres here, 10,000 acres here, and then send people in to fucking, and the butchery, I mean, goddamn, people don't understand the butchery that went on in this country, man. This is what they intend to do to you. Russell Means said it. Said we're the Indians this time around. All of us. And then you got a lot of goddamn these fucking corporate tribes. They're sucking right up to those goddamn fucking communists. They love communism. Communism. Brand new trucks. Brand new cars for us. Free fucking gas, man. We don't even have to buy gas or anything. This is wonderful. You guys paying for everything and us getting it. After you already bought them out. Wonder how that fucking works. Of course, it's just a handful that really gets the big fucking hunk of money. The rest of the Indians, they get treated like regular fucking Indians, like you'd see down on the Lone Pine fucking reservation, you know what I mean? Oh, man. I'll tell you, people. This new bill, okay. The bill consists of several new components aimed at providing easier access to state programs. Well, guys, we gotta do this for these foreign mother. No, this is fucking goddamn treason. This is high treason and sedition. These son of a bitches doing it can be fucking shot and hung. They've removed our common law courts. We're at the second article. That means we're supposed to be exercising that second. We should have been exercising it years ago. When they removed the fucking common law courts, that right away should have been guns going off. Right a fucking way. Why it didn't happen, I don't know. I wasn't there. But I guarantee goddamn to you that fucking it should, I mean fucking, you have two choices, people. You fight or fucking die. How's that grab you? The bill consists of several new components aimed at providing easier access to state program, man, as they fucking shit on the fucking American nationals in this country. Obtaining a new driver's license, regardless of immigration status, What? I didn't give permission for that. Hey, did you give permission for, did you give consent for that? Because I know our people did not give consent for that. And we couldn't give consent for it, because if you gave consent to it, you'd be allowing a motherfucker to come in here and drive, and without giving me due process of the law, and I don't want him here. I don't want him here, I don't want him even across the fucking line. Or her, or it. I don't want him here. You would have had to take me to fucking court, and you didn't, so that fucking, that's not lawful. You can kill the motherfuckers for trying this shit. Eligibility for legal assistance in civil matters. They don't have no goddamn fucking rights here. They're supposed to be arrested by the goddamn military. It's supposed to be military arrest. The Coast Guard should be taking these motherfuckers into custody and taking them back across the border. They come back a second time, it's a fucking 50 caliber fucking bullet in the head. Period. You watch it fucking stop then. Access to community health care workers who can provide increased culture, awareness, and health-related services in their native language. The fucking the language for this country is fucking English. But in their native language, there are places goddamn down in fucking New Mexico and fucking, I think, Arizona, where, I mean, there are fucking jurisdictions down there where you can't, the goddamn, all the legal papers are in, well, for the administrative admiralty, which isn't legal, lawful anyway. That's what we gotta wipe out. But they're all in fucking goddamn Spanish, people. You are being occupied, you stupid fucking fools. You kill these motherfuckers, or they will kill you. They kill your fucking kids without even thinking twice about it. You better get that goddamn mean yourself, hadn't ya? You ain't gonna beat somebody who's meaner than you. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Welcome to the jungle.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1241 Pacific Time. Of course, that was, once again, fucking, you know, Guns N' Roses. Welcome to the jungle. It's time. It's fucking time. It's past time. You want to go down in history as a goddamn cunt? Go ahead. I won't. Oh, see, we're improved academic access in state tuition programs at state and public universities and colleges. That's another thing, you know, fucking people. You're a goddamn American national. You go to fucking school out of state. You have to pay an out-of-state fee. These motherfuckers come in as e-fucking-legal fucking invaders, and you pay for their goddamn school. How is that a deterrent even? Is there any fucking deterrent against this shit, people? And if you're not going to be the fucking deterrent, there ain't going to be one. Let them come in and fucking hack you up. They ain't hacking me up. I'll fucking blow them all to fucking pieces. And they're goddamn fucking the son of a bitches in the fucking goddamn Blackwater USA motherfucking treasonous standing fucking army fucking of their backers. You fucking goddamn dirty lowlife fucking communist pig shit eating motherfuckers. California is expecting opportunity for everyone, regardless of immigration status. No, you ain't. You ain't coming in here and taking my goddamn country and giving it to no fucking foreigner. The chinks are going to die. The fucking goddamn Indians are going to die. The goddamn fucking Spics. The fucking goddamn Hondurans. The fucking, every fucking goddamn nationality you brought in here in violation of our law as a fucking fraud without due process of the law and taking the land from us and giving it to them in the first fucking place is going to fucking die. Get used to the fucking idea. You go and watch their fucking numbers and see if 10 to 20 fucking percent can even fucking slow us down when the goddamn jungle erupts. You dirty, rotten son of a bitches. Lowlives! Even under the admiralty people until fucking that cocksucker Reagan, you know, I'm an eagle, you motherfucker. I'm a goddamn wildcat. You piece of shit, you treasonous dogs, you are fucking criminals in violation of the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15th, 1791. See, I'm very upset about this shit. I am. If you're not, man, I mean, I have never held back this long or nothing in my whole fucking life. And watching it day by day by day fucking progress. They're just fucking walking in, spitting on us. Like I told you they would. When they first started coming, remember, they just wanted a better life. We just wanted a better life. No, they just want to take your fucking life. They want to take your fucking country. They said that they were going to take California, Arizona, and fucking, New Mexico back with the bed springs back in the 70s. La Macha and La Raza have been teaching them kids since they were just little fucking kids. Man, here, kill gringo. Come on up here and give it a fucking go. We'll fucking splatter you motherfuckers all over this goddamn country. I've had it with it. I don't know. How can you people fucking live with yourselves and call yourself fucking men out there? That's why I'm proud to announce the signing of today's bill to further support our immigrant community. There is no such thing as an immigrant community. What you have done is a direct violation of the 9th article of the Supreme, Superior, Absolute, Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. You did it without authority. You fucking denied each and every individual in this country. That's fucking like about if you want to go, it's going to be progressively more as time goes on. But you're starting at about 220 million fucking people you fucking have committed treason and sedition against. And it's more every fucking day. When we break loose, I mean, people, when you hold that fucking Bill of Rights in your hand, you have the goddamn force of law behind you. You can't get no higher high ground than that. You have the right to defend your fucking goddamn home and hearth. These motherfuckers think they can just walk in and take this place over. Fucking show them they can't. Show them that they get a fucking bullet in the fucking mouth. Newsom also recently, the term affordable housing is considered ironic in California as California is among the nation's highest property tax state. I mean, California is the fucking foothold of the communists for this fucking, for the, you know, the fucking New World Order. Plain and fucking simple. In a press conference used by Newsom and his administration, which was located in a former funeral home, he stated, "This is a moment on our journey to reconcile original sin." What in the fuck are you? See, listen to this. "This is a moment on our journey to reconcile original sin, an original sin of the state of California, and that's the issue of housing and affordability." You got people, like I said, that can trace their lineage in this country back to before the fucking Bill of Rights, before the before it was a country. I can. On both sides, my mom's side and my dad's side, living under underpasses. Why they're fucking thinking, housing for these motherfucking invaders. That's what they are by definition of the English language. They are fucking invaders. And everybody acts like, well, you know, fuck them. They know exactly what they're doing. They know what they're taking from you. You're starting to figure it out. Are you starting to figure it out, stupid ass people? They know exactly what they're doing. Yeah, we game to dig if you're a better life. Your fucking life. Your fucking house. Kill you and kill your fucking family. You betcha. Give it a go. Another politician, Assemblymember Buffy Wicks, also made a statement during the press conference these son of a bitches can't write no better than they can fucking, I mean, we got the dumbest motherfuckers, almost as dumb as the Chinese, and cited the obvious. Wicks said, "I know you all agree with this. It is not okay that we have one of the lowest home ownership rates in the country." Your goddamn Jefferson told you you'd wake up fucking homeless on the continent your forefathers conquered. How'd he know that? Because he was fucking one of them. He knew this was going to be cut up into corporate fucking fiefdoms. I mean, these motherfuckers work on 1 and 200 year plans, don't you know? One of the reasons for the low income ownership figures are the skyrocketing costs of living in California. They're overlapping, overly bureaucratic, and disproportionately government departments are taxing the residents more and more. They're taxing them so much they're leaving. This is one of the reasons why more people are leaving the state than moving and moving into it. There's more getting the fuck out of there than coming there. Well, I don't know. You got to look at the border, too. That might not be a correct statement. Their goal is to create more jobs by adding all this construction projects. Yeah, that's why I can't buy a fucking tube of what's $30, $40, $50 fucking dollars for a tube of four. And metal, forget it. This is why our metal and our fucking tube of fours are so high, American nationals. It's because it's all being taken to build fucking housing for this colonization force they think they're going to bring in here. If we don't wipe them out, they take what's ours. That's all there is to it. You better fucking wake up to it. You better get your goddamn head right, and you better get ready to do some fucking killing. Because you are at fucking war.
They already brought them in.
Pardon?
They already brought them in and bringing in more.
You're goddamn right. They've already brought them in. They're here. This isn't a theory. Well, I mean, maybe you could be, I mean, I had to watch a lot of you people fucking starve. I mean, it's like you guys got starved down, beat down. As you got starved down and beat down more over the last 30 years, man, you come back. Well, you knew it. Yeah, you were right. Wow. You guys are, in the beginning, we're conspiracy theorists, remember? Wearing those tinfoil hats. Well, listen to what you're saying, America. Now they're hacking your fucking kids up, dumbass. Now what are you going to do? You're going to have the balls to go out there and blast them motherfuckers, aren't you? You going to do it? Are you going to just let them hack you? Maybe you'll just let them hack your kids up. You've shown yourself to be nothing but the lowest form of fucking cowardice that's ever existed on this planet. You will go down in history for taking the shit you're taking with the fucking weaponry you have. However, as previously mentioned, many construction workers often work for cash, which ultimately lends to one thing, not paying taxes. And then the money's being sent down to fucking Mexico. So you're paying, you're busting your fucking ass by the sweat of your fucking brow, your money that you don't, we'll just say money because we don't want to, we know it ain't money. Your wealth is being taken from you and it's being given to, who do you think's going to do that, this construction people? Fucking goddamn foreigners, Mexicans, Hondurans, Guatemalans, because you got to take care of them because that's who they represent, don't you know? So they're taking your fucking money. And they're fucking, and you're paying to them to build them a fucking home. And when they get paid that money, they're taking your money and sending it down to Mexico to bring more of their fucking relatives up here. How many do you want to fight? That's really what you got to get through your head. How many do you want to fight? You fucking go and you come out of there swinging like a goddamn madman. You come at them like the fucking savages you are down inside and you kick their ass quick. And then you just got to deal with fucking 1 billion Chinese. Because you have set, I mean, I've watched a lot of these goddamn documentaries. I've watched them just all along. I mean, a goddamn retard should have been able to see it. Because it should have been able to see what they were doing. Hey, you threw that one there, didn't you, buddy? I mean, you threw that war, didn't you? And then, like when fucking Japan was kicking the shit out of China. They would have took China. How about, I mean, my dad always said, why didn't we wait? If we're going to fight Germany, let Germany kick the shit out of goddamn Russia first. Get Russia out of the fucking way. Why jump in right so soon? Because it was all to save international communism. That's why. It's exactly why. And I mean, here I am, you know, fucking in my latter years. But, you know, my dad, he told me since I was a little boy. He said, we've whipped the world and we're going to have to do it again. He would tell me this, that every fucking once in a while. There'd be something on TV or something, you know, and he'd just shake his head and go, we've whipped the world. We're going to have to do it again. But, you know, our whipping of the world that time was, you know, off broad. Now, those people didn't have to die. Our people didn't have to die. We're fighting fucking foreign fucking wars on foreign fucking shores. Foreign shores like in fucking Vietnam. The idea being that you're going to have to fight them communists there so they don't come to the United States. You got to stop the spread of international communism. Here and in Korea. Fight, die. 80,000 dead. And at this very time that these guys are in the fucking jungle, killing and being killed by the fucking North Vietnamese and by the North Koreans, and by the fucking Chinese. Don't never forget the Chinese have killed our people in every fucking conflict. By the Chinese, right here in the United States of America, in fucking Chicago, Illinois, they had their goddamn communist headquarters. They were running a communist fucking operation right here in this goddamn country. And nobody was arrested. McCarthy, you know, had the, what the hell was it? Something America's, I can't remember what it was called, act. But, I mean, that's what McCarthy was going after, the fucking communists. And they slaughtered him in fucking goddamn, in history. But that son of a bitch was dead fucking right. He arrested that son of a bitch, Ronald Reagan. He accused him of being a fucking communist, and goddamn Reagan was a fucking communist. And he ends up being president, just like fucking George Bush, George Bush Jr. George Bush Jr.'s grandpa, Prescott Bush, was busted for trading with the enemy for fucking making tanks for the fucking goddamn Germans during the war. And his son and his grandson are president, both president of the United States of these Americas. Is something wrong here, people? Has there been something wrong for a long fucking time? You goddamn right there has. We have not enforced our law, that 14th Amendment. I am not your fucking subject. You are not going to fucking treat me like goddamn fucking property because I'm not your fucking property. You are all going to fucking face justice, and justice is a goddamn rope around your neck, and you're going to do that fucking drop, and you're going to do that fucking shit dance, and I'm going to be there to watch. If I ain't, I'll be there in fucking spirit. Because there's a plenty of fucking people to fucking take care of your asses, and you know it. They fucking, that's what kills me, guys. They know we have the fucking people, we have the fucking resource. I mean, if we don't fuck around, we can get to growing shit and you know, keep people from fucking starving. But if we keep fucking around, we ain't gonna be able to do that. I mean, have us so fucking, you know, in such a bad position. We're allowing ourselves to be pushed in a worse and worse and worse position for no fucking reason. We have to fight. Why would you wait every day if you knew every day that you're waiting is going to cost you more fucking people? Why would you do that? Who's advising you to do that? That is insanity. Every American national gets behind those 10 fucking articles and fucking enforces that son of a bitch with zero tolerance. Just like the seatbelt law. Man, they got zero tolerance when it comes to the seatbelt law, but if you want to fucking violate people's procedural due process rights, violate their fucking freedom of speech rights, oh, fuck, that ain't no big deal. You don't even get a ticket for it. But you fucking don't have that seatbelt on, you might get shot. A guy got shot the other day for a taillight. I mean, not even a taillight, a goddamn light for the fucking, for the license plate light. Killed the man.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
The seatbelt law was never going to be mandatory, and you were never going to get fined.
They swore it for as long as the grass grows and the water flows and there are stars up in the sky. It shall not be a fucking crime. It shall not be mandatory. You will not be forced to do anything. We can't force you to do anything. Just like when they were talking back in the goddamn Federalist Papers. You don't need a Bill of Rights. Look at it. We can't do nothing. And really, you can't. There is no authority there. There's never been. There's never been no one ounce of authority. Everything that has been done to us has been done as a fucking bluff. They have no authority. There's no consent of the governed. The people never ratified that fucking Constitution. They know it. They had one representative from each state that was one of their fucking boys that they set on their fucking lap, like on fucking, you know, John Adams' fucking knee, you know, fucking, just one fucking, one of their fucking aristocratic crones from each fucking state, not elected by the people, not even suggested by the people. They just all got together, just like I said on that one movie, man, just sit down and say, well, let's name a king. Well, we better make it a fucking president because I don't think these people put up with another King George. We say that, they might just come right at us and, goddamn guys, why didn't you kill them all then? Man, what that, the error that will go down in the fucking ages, that will go down in the ages is the biggest fucking error ever fucking made. Should have went to Philadelphia and killed every fucking one of those aristocrats. No fucking federal government. Just that fucking Bill of Rights. And, man, easy for the people to come together because they wouldn't have had their propaganda. They wouldn't have owned the airwaves. They wouldn't have fucking controlled every fucking thing until they could get people so fucking confused they didn't even know who they were anymore. Didn't even know what American culture is. They couldn't have done it. That's all that phony federal fucking, it ain't even a constitution. It's the constitution that never was. There's a book about it. That son of a bitch was never fucking ratified by we the people. We've never given consent. They have ruled us without our consent. They have fucking, well, actually, they have committed goddamn fucking tyranny upon us without our consent. It's time for heads to fucking roll, people. Think it over. Think it over and stay ready. I mean, I know you're just waiting for that, but I'll tell you what, that somebody's going to show up right now. Show up right now, then it's gonna go straight to your balls. Oh, can I jack that round and can I put it that fucking sight on his head? Oh, can I pull that trigger? You better be thinking about it, people. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific 3 Eastern for another broadcast. The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, you better be thinking about it, people. And that is the Word from the Trenches.